bhava bhakti. Bhav can only be attained by sadhu sangha.
Yata dushtatvam me davayati shatasyapi kripaya yata mahyam premamritam api tadatyujvalamaso yata shri gandharva bhajana vidhaye prerayati ma tata gushthe kakva giridharam ihatam bhajamana.
By the association of sadhus, Kladini Shakti is transmitted into the sadhak's heart, dispels all contamination, and brings about the highest perfection. But that type of sadhu sangha is not easily available. Therefore, O mind, with utter humility and grief-stricken words, just worship Sri Giridhari Krishna in such a way that he will become pleased with me. By his causeless mercy, he will remove my wickedness, bestow the nectar of his supremely radiant prema, and confer upon me the inspiration to worship Srimati Radhika. The sixth verse of Shikshashtaka describes the external manifestations of perfection.
Nayanam galarashrudharaya vadanam gadgada rudhaya gira pulakair nichitam vapu kada tavanam agrahane bhavishyati.
O Prabhu, when will tears flow from my eyes like torrents of rain, my voice falter, and the hairs on my body stand erect as I chant your holy names? On the appearance of Bhav Bhakti, the following nine symptoms are observed.
Shantir avyartakalatvam viraktir mana shunyata asha bandha samutkhandha namagane sadaruchi asaktistadgunakhyane pritistadvasatisthale ityadayo nubhavasyo jatabhavankure jane.
1. Shanti, forgiveness, forbearance, or tolerance. 2. Avyartakalatva, not wasting time. 3. Virakti, detachment from worldly enjoyment. 4. Mana shunyata, absence of pride. 5. Asha bandha, steadfast hope that Krishna will bestow his mercy. 6. Samutkhanta, intense longing to obtain one's goal. 7. Namagane sadaruchi, spontaneous attraction for always chanting the holy name. 8. Tadgunakhyane asakti, attachment to Harikatha. And 9. Tadvasati stale priti, affection for the transcendental pastime places of the Lord. These are the nine sprouts of love of God, or in other words, the symptoms of the appearance of Bhav. Vritrasur has expressed his samutkhanta thus.
Ajatapaksha ivamataram khaga stanyam yatavat satarakshudharta priyam priyeva vyushitam vishanna manoravindaksha tidrikshate tvam.
O lotus-eyed Lord, as baby birds whose wings are not yet grown always look for their mother to return and feed them, as small calves tied with ropes await anxiously the time of milking when they will be allowed to drink the milk of their mothers, or as a beloved whose lover is far away, always longs for him to return and satisfy her in all respects, I always yearn for the opportunity to render direct service unto you. Devotion in Dasya Rati is evident in Vritrasura's prayer.
Aham hare tava padaikamula dasanudaso bhavitasmi bhuya manasmareta supater gunangste grini tavak karma karoti kaya.
O Lord, please bestow such mercy upon me that in my next birth I may obtain the opportunity to exclusively serve the servants who have taken shelter of your lotus feet. May my mind always remember your all auspicious qualities, my speech always chant the glories of these qualities, and my body always remain engaged in your service. Residence in heaven, sovereignty over the earth, the perfections of yoga, and even liberation are all insignificant for a devotee, as confirmed in Vritrasura's prayer.
Nanaka prishtham nacha parameshtyam na sarvabhomam na rasadhipatyam na yoga siddhir apunarbhavam va samanjasatva virahaya kankshe.
O source of all good fortune, I have no desire to have a position of great sovereignty like that of Dhruva or Brahma, or rulership over the earth, nor do I desire anima or any other mystic perfections. I do not even want liberation if it means to give up your association. The principal result of chanting the holy name is Krishna Prema, not Dharma, Artha, Kama, or Moksha.
Bhaktistvayi stiratara bhagavan yadi syad daivenana phalati divya kishora murti mukti svayam mukulitan jalisevate sman dharmartha kamagataya samaya pratiksha.
O Bhagavan, if someone has unwavering, one-pointed devotion unto your lotus feet, he easily perceives your most charming divine youthful form. Thereafter, liberation stands before him with folded hands, and dharma, artha, and kama also wait for an opportunity to serve him. Srimad Bhagavatam describes the practice of Harikatha at the stage of Rati in the association of pure devotees.
Parasparanu kathanam pavanam bhagavadyasha mitoratir mitas tushtir nivritir mithayatmanah smarantasmarayantascha mitho gogaharam hari bhaktya sanjataya bhaktya pibratyutpulakam tanum.
The devotees of the Lord constantly discuss the glories of Sri Krishna among themselves. They remember the Lord and remind one another of his qualities and pastimes. In this way, by their devotion to the principles of bhakti yoga, the devotees please Sri Krishna, who takes away from them everything inauspicious. Being purified of all impediments, the devotees awaken to pure love of God, which can only be kindled by those who have it, for bhakti comes from bhakti. Thus, even within this world, their spiritualized bodies exhibit symptoms of transcendental ecstasy, such as standing of the bodily hairs on end. Sri Krishna's mercy is inconceivable and causeless.
Kasyanubhavo यस्य न देव विद्महे तवाङ्ग्रिरेणु स्पर्शाधिकारो यद्वाञ्छया श्रीर्ललनाचरत्तपो विहाय कामान् सुचिरं धृतव्रता.
The Nagapatnis, wives of Kaliya, prayed to Shri Krishna. O Deva, Shri Lakshmi Devi gave up all her desires, took a vrat, and performed austerities for a long, long time, just to attain the dust of your lotus feet. Nonetheless, she failed to achieve her heart's desire. Who knows what pious activities Kaliya Nag performed to become qualified to receive that same rare foot dust? All types of devotees long for Gopi Bhav.
Asam aho charanare nujusham ahum syam Vrindavane kimapi gul malato sadhinam Yadushyajam svajanam aryapatam chahitva भेजुर मुकुंद पदवीं श्रुति भीर विमृग्याम.
श्री उद्धव जी प्रेड, अहो, द व्रज देवीज हैव गिवन अप एवरीथिंग दैट इज डिफिकल्ट टू रिनाउंस, सच एज चिल्ड्रन, फैमिली एंड द पाथ ऑफ चास्टिटी, एंड दे हैव टेकन शेल्टर ऑफ द पाथ ऑफ प्रेम भक्ति टू श्री कृष्ण दैट इज सर्च्ड फॉर बट रेयरली अटेन्ड बाय द श्रुतिज. My prayer is that I may appear as a bush, a creeper, or a blade of grass in Sri Vrindavan, and thus receive the foot dust of these gopis' lotus feet. I forever pray to the dust of the lotus feet of the gopis.
Vande nanda vrajastrinam padarenum abhikshnasha यासं हरि कतुर्गीतं पुनाति भुवनत्रयम्.
श्री उद्धव सेड, I forever pray to the dust of the lotus feet of the gopis in Nandagaon. The Harikatha emanating from their lotus lips in their separation from Krishna purifies the entire universe.